Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There are Dunkin' Donut shops everywhere here out east. They seem to be at just about every street corner. Personally, I've always liked their coffee, and I go there all the time. But something happened the last time I went there. It was the morning, and I was on my way to work. I don't get coffee every day on the way to work, but just here and there. When I do, most of the time, I go to this one Dunkin' Donut store that's on the way. I remember that I pulled into the parking lot and parked. Then I went inside. It was decently busy with a lot of other people in there. I got in line and then ordered within probably a minute or two. After getting my coffee, I left the store and walked back out into the parking lot. Now, I had been inside the Dunkin' for less than 5 minutes, but when I got back towards my car in the parking lot, I saw that there was a man standing around next to it. This was weird because I wasn't even parked like right next to the building, but sort of far away. I walked closer to my car, wondering who this guy was and what he was doing. I didn't get a great look at him because he wasn't exactly facing me. He appeared to be about average height though and was wearing a black jacket. He was also standing on the passenger side of my car, and when I got closer, it looked like he might have been on the phone. But there were no cars parked directly next to mine on either side, so this was weird. Finally, I made it to my car and I hit the unlock button. My plan was to just ignore the guy and then drive away. I got inside my car, sat down, and started the engine. But as soon as I did, the passenger side door opened up. I saw the man get in and sit down right next to me in my own car. I was shocked at what was happening. After the guy sat down, I looked over at him and asked him what he was doing. He was not looking at me, but instead looking out of the window. He said nothing. Then, after a few seconds, I said to him, "I think you're in the wrong car." He still said nothing. After a couple more seconds, I told him to get out of my car. The guy was still ignoring me, and I couldn't believe it. I said to the guy that if he didn't leave, I was going to call the cops. At first, he still didn't do anything. But several seconds after that, he suddenly turned. It was very fast, and when he did, he reached for my keys, which were in the ignition. I was a little bit slow to react, but I tried to stop him. I grabbed his arm, but then he grabbed my arm with his other hand. We briefly struggled, but then he was able to pull the keys away from me. Following this, the man actually took a swing at me with the keys, using them as a weapon. With nothing to defend myself, I reached for the driver's door and I got out. Then I ran away from the car and I got my phone to call the police. I made it back inside of the Dunkin' store and then let police know what was going on. As this was happening, I saw my car leaving the parking lot with the man behind the wheel. He had stolen my car. The police got there about 10 minutes later and I filled out a report. I also had to call my work and let them know of the situation. Luckily, they understood and allowed me to take the day off. This could have been a huge headache for me, but the man who stole my car was caught later that same day. Apparently, he was driving recklessly, speeding and swerving between lanes. The police briefly chased him, and he eventually pulled over only to ditch the car and flee into the woods on foot. I was so happy that my car didn't have any damage. I got it back, but I've not gone back to that Dunkin' since. This story happened several years ago. During this time, I worked at a Dunkin' Donuts. I was part-time and got all kinds of different hours. We closed at 9 p.m., and on this particular night, I was working until close. This is something that I did all the time, and I didn't mind. Usually, the shop would be really quiet at night. Far more people seemed to get donuts and coffee in the morning. Still, sometimes it would surprise me and we would be busy. That wasn't the case for this night in particular. I was working by myself, But that wasn't supposed to be the case. My coworker didn't show up and didn't call in either, but I was fine with working alone and knew that I could handle it. I figured that things wouldn't be too busy at all. When I started, some customers came in here and there and ordered stuff. The inside of our shop was a little bit larger than most Dunkin's. There was a couple of booths and some other tables around. Sometimes people would come in and work on their laptops or whatever. This night, I didn't notice that, and the place seemed empty. For the last hour and a half, we didn't get a single customer. Then, finally, at 9 o'clock, we closed. I walked around the lobby just to make sure that everything was in order. But when I did, I passed by a booth and saw that a guy was on the floor. He was crouched down, and it was like he was hiding. He was in a location that would be impossible to see from behind the counter. I saw him looking at me as I spotted him, and it was really awkward. I asked him if he was all right. Clearly he was. The man didn't move for a second. Then he got out from his cramped hiding place. He stood up and then said that he was fine. The man was average height, thin, and had kind of messy hair. I told him that we were closed now and he would have to go. He said okay, and then took a couple of steps towards the door. But then he suddenly turned and began sprinting. It all happened so fast, but he wasn't sprinting for the door, and instead went for the counter. He then went behind the counter and appeared to go after our cash register. When I realized what he was doing, I headed for the exit to leave. I wanted to just get out of there and call the cops. As I was walking towards the door, the man suddenly shouted at me to stop. He said that I couldn't leave and told me to stay and go over to him. By now, I was standing in the lobby, probably about 30 feet from the door and 40 feet from the man. I didn't move. I wasn't sure if this guy had some kind of weapon on him or something, but I also certainly didn't want to go over to him. I just ran for it, going towards the exit. As I did, I heard him screaming at me to stop. Then he started to run after me, but I kept going, and I made it to the exit, opened up the door, and ran out of there. I didn't think that the guy would leave after me. I figured he was trying to rob us, and with me gone, he'd stay in there, get his loot, and then flee. But that wasn't the case. He kept running after me, even leaving the building. Now we were both outside, and I was running through the parking lot. There were several other businesses very close by, but most of them appeared to be closed at this hour. I just wanted to go to the nearest open place, go inside, and tell everybody to call the police. If I was by other people, it would make me feel safer. So after running out of the Dunkin' parking lot, I was in a Jimmy John's parking lot, but they were closed. I kept running with the man chasing after me a ways back. I spotted a gas station up ahead that looked to be open. I was running as fast as I could. Soon, I made it there and went inside. Then I yelled for everybody that could hear me to call the police. I only saw an employee behind the counter and one customer inside. Then I ran to the back of the gas station and went into the bathroom. When I made it in there, I locked the door and called the cops. Then I waited for them to arrive. I didn't hear the man inside the gas station or anything. When the police got there, he was gone. We went back to the Dunkin', and I finished talking to the police, as well as giving them the surveillance video. They said that they would look for the suspect, and I locked up the store and left. After that, I never heard anything more about it. I also only worked at Dunkin' for about another month. Luckily, I never saw or heard from that guy again. I used to work overnights at a 24-hour Dunkin'. I'm not sure whose idea it was for us to be open 24 hours, but nobody ever came in late at night. At least, not to the location that I worked at. It was actually kind of nice, though, because I never really had to do that much work. By the time I left, the morning employees would be there. They would take care of the busy time in the morning. That's when everybody would be getting coffee and stuff before work. But I didn't have to worry about that. I would just help the few people that got coffee in the late night and overnight hours. One night, I was working, and obviously by myself. I think that it was about 2 o'clock in the morning at this time. We hadn't had any customers in a while. I was just chilling behind the counter, sort of in the back. I remember hearing the door open, so I moved closer to the counter to see who was there. I expected a customer to come up and order something, but instead, the first thing I saw was a man walking through the lobby and sit down at a table. The guy never faced me and was looking in the opposite direction the whole time, so I didn't really see his face at all. He was also wearing a sweatshirt with a hood and was looking down. He then sat down at a table, facing completely away from me. I found this behavior to be slightly suspicious, but still, I wasn't going to freak out or anything. I stood there for about a minute in case he got up to order something, but he stayed there. I couldn't tell if he was on his phone or something. That's what I assumed he was doing, because he was just looking down at the table, it appeared. When it became apparent that he probably wasn't going to get up and order something, I moved away. I went a little bit more into the back where I could chill and go on my phone or whatever. I couldn't really see much about in the lobby from there, but I could see part of it. For example, I could basically just see the register and where people would order, as well as part of the donut case. I was back there for probably like 10 minutes. I didn't see or hear anything, so I assumed that the man was still just sitting there. I got up to walk back over to the counter. As soon as I got back out, I saw the man standing there. He was to the right of where you order, but right in front of the counter. He was facing me, except I saw that he had very long hair, and it was coming down in front of his face. It was a very creepy sight. I could barely see any part of his actual face because of it. Was he trying to scare me or something? I walked over to him and asked if I could help. Instead of ordering something, or even answering me, the man then jumped over the counter. I quickly moved to the side and away from him. Now that he was on the employee's only side of the counter, he started running over to me. When he got close, he reached out to grab me. I moved away just on time though, and I ran for the door and left the building. The man did not chase me outside and remained in there. So I went for my car, which was the only vehicle in the parking lot. I got inside, locked the doors, and then called the police. Then I waited in my car for them to arrive. If the man came out and chased after me at any point, I would be able to drive away. Luckily, he didn't. The police got there a short time later and then entered the building. They found the man crouched down behind the counter. When he was located, the guy tried fighting off the officers before he was eventually arrested. I think that he was under the influence of drugs, and that was to blame for his crazy behavior. After this experience, I wanted to get off the night shift as soon as possible. It took 2 weeks, but I was soon able to. Not long after that, I quit Dunkin' and moved on. That was by far the scariest thing that happened while I worked there. I used to go to Dunkin' almost every morning on my way to work. It was a routine for me to stop, go inside, pick up my coffee, and then go to work. I'm honestly lazy in the morning, and I don't feel like making my own coffee. Plus, it doesn't taste that good when I make it. I know I could save lots of money or whatever, but I just don't care. There are Dunkins all over the place near where I live. I probably pass by 3 or 4 alone on my drive to work every day. But there was one in particular that I would usually go to. It was just the most convenient. With all of the factors such as parking lot and in and out from the highway, I liked it the best. So I got there one day and went inside to order. Usually, it was pretty busy at this time in the morning. So after I ordered, I was standing there near a couple of other people and waiting for the coffee. In that time, this guy that was next to me started talking to me. He said that he saw me there all the time, and I said, yes, I go there a lot. I didn't recognize him, but I never pay close attention to the other customers. I'm always tired and haven't had my coffee yet. So the guy started talking to me, asking me where I'm from and where I work and stuff like that. I was talking to him, but he seemed a little bit strange. Then he asked me for my number. I didn't want to give it to him, and I declined. At about that same time, my coffee was done. I picked it up and then left. Now, fast forward to the next day. I went to Dunkin' again to get coffee like usual. I ordered and was waiting in the same spot, and the same guy came up and approached me. I was disappointed to see him there again. He said it was a crazy coincidence to see me here. He then tried asking me to hang out with him and convincing me to give him my number, but I kept saying no. He was being really insistent about it. The situation was frustrating. I did not want to give him my number. When my coffee was done, I picked it up. The guy sort of walked next to me, and as I went to leave, I turned and told him that I was not going to this Dunkin' ever again. Then I walked out. But when I left the building, the man did as well. I turned and told him not to follow me. The guy said that he wasn't. I walked out to my car, and luckily did not see the man following me. But as soon as I pulled back onto the road to drive away, I saw a car pull out behind me. I looked in my mirror and saw that the same man was driving. I hoped this didn't mean he was going to follow me, but unfortunately he did. After leaving Duncan and driving down one road, I then merged onto the highway and he was still there. I drove the entire rest of the way to my job. It took about 15 minutes and he was still following me when I pulled into the property. I was worried, but I always parked in a secure area where I had to show my ID to get into it. So I was able to get through, and obviously the guy wasn't able to. He stayed in the parking lot area that wasn't restricted. I figured he would leave after that, and I felt better. I went through the normal workday and then left at about 5 o'clock. When I did, after leaving the parking lot and going back onto the road, a car pulled out behind me. Soon, I realized that it was the same guy. I don't know if he waited there all day for me, or if he came back knowing that I would be done with work. Either way, he was following me again. I started driving home, but he followed wherever I went. Every turn that I made, he did. Soon, I was getting close to where I lived. Instead of driving home, I went back onto the highway. I wasn't really sure where I was going, but I certainly wasn't leading this guy to my house. I drove along the highway and then took an exit and drove around some more. I started just driving around that area of town for a while. Traffic was sort of bad at this hour. I was able to go in a sort of busy street and actually get a car or two between us. Then I changed lanes a couple of times and went through a yellow light. The car behind me stopped, which trapped the guy at the light. Really, I just got lucky. I realized that I had made it away from him, and then I headed for home. I was able to make it back safely. After that happened, I obviously did not go back to that Duncan. I work at Duncan, and this is something that happened several months ago. I've had the job for almost a year. The location that I work at doesn't seem to be that busy most of the time. I guess it's not in the most populated area, but we do get a good amount of people during the morning rush. That's when a lot of people stop by for coffee and donuts. But other than that, we're pretty quiet for much of the day. On the day of this story, I was working a shift that started in the morning and ended in the late afternoon. So when I got there, I think about 10 a.m., we were somewhat busy. The busiest time of the day had passed, but I was working with two other coworkers. Shortly after I got there, one of them left, and by 2 p.m., I would be all by myself. Now, I would say at around 1 p.m., I was standing behind the counter, and no customers were inside. Then a man walked in. He was a larger guy with blondish-colored hair and a bit of a beard, which was the same color. After entering, he walked up to the counter right in front of me. I said hi, and the man said that he would have an everything bagel with cream cheese. Unfortunately, we had run out of everything bagels that day. We likely wouldn't have any more until the next morning. After I told the man we didn't have any everything bagels, I thought maybe he would order something else. Instead, he just said okay and walked out. Now, about an hour went by. We got a couple customers in that time, but not many. Then the same man walked in. When I realized it was him again, I found it a little bit interesting. He walked up to the counter once more and ordered the same thing as before. I told him we still didn't have any of that kind of bagel. Without saying a word or even showing any kind of emotion, he just left again. Now I found this to be strange. I didn't really know what this guy's situation was, but it only gets weirder. About 30 minutes after that, the man came back. The same as the first two times, he walked in and approached me at the counter. He asked for an everything bagel again. I told him we still didn't have any, and wouldn't for the rest of the day. Then I asked him why he kept coming in here and ordering it. The man denied ever being in here before. He said this was his first time. I thought that he was joking, even though he wasn't smiling and actually seemed serious. I told him that he was here two times before and ordered the same thing, but he claimed that he wasn't here. I was telling him how he had come before and stuff, but as I was talking, he just walked out and left the place again, completely ignoring me. I thought that it was really strange. By that time, I was just working by myself. we really weren't that busy anymore at all. So I kept working, and things were slow as expected. For the next probably hour or so, we had only maybe 3 or 4 people come in. Then the man returned. This time, though, I spotted him at a window. Like many Dunkins, we have some large windows so you can see a lot of outside. I just remember noticing the man standing outside of the window and just looking in. He put his hands up against the glass and moved his face really close. He was just staring in with wide eyes. It was really creepy, to be honest. He just kept staring in, and after a while, I waved at him. Nothing happened, though, and he didn't move. This went on for the longest time. I thought about going outside, but decided not to. As time went on, the expression on his face seemed to get angrier and angrier. Eventually, after about 10 minutes, he finally walked away. I tried to see where he was going, if he drove here or what, but he just walked around the building out of my sight. It seemed as though he went into another property nearby after that. I was so weirded out by the whole thing. I still don't know what happened. Since that day, I haven't seen the man.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.